Dr. Chris, I was just thinking, what if I left something important back at camp?
Well, that is possible. Let's say we did. What's the worst that could happen?
Dr. Chris is asking a powerful question. Whenever you have anxiety, you can ask yourself that question. What's the worst that could happen? So let's try that now.
Okay, Ashley, let's say we get all the way back and you left your journal back at camp. What's the worst thing that could happen?
You think I did? That would be terrible. I would lose all my work and I did it really well. Oh, I hope I didn't.
Okay, you have two things going on here. You have your fear of losing it and the feelings of sadness. Now, let's talk about the fear first. Before getting really upset, it's important to find the facts first. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, name something you could do to find the evidence that supports your fear that you left your journal behind.
I know.
Hold on, buddy. Let's give Ashley a chance.
Well, I guess I could check my pack and see if it's there.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay, you both have a great idea. Very good. The first thing you should do before you let your emotions get the best of you is find the facts. Let's pretend it's not there and you really have lost it.
Oh, I hope not.
So do I. But let's pretend anyway to learn how to better deal with bad feelings and thoughts. So, the worst is you would lose all your work, right? Here's the second question. Could you deal with that?
Well, I guess I could get another one. And I think I would remember what I did. But that might not be the worst. Maybe the worst would be that I would forget what I've learned and still be anxious.
Okay, so if you were still anxious, could you deal with it?
Well, I've been dealing so far. I guess I could. But I can remember most of this, and I can get notes and CDs with this, right?
Right. Very good. Anyone else think of the worst that could happen if Ashley left her journal?
Her parents could be mad at her for being forgetful.
Bigfoot could find it and track her down.
She won't have it to roll up. And whack Jordan for saying that.
A really helpful thing to do is ask yourself the first question, what's the worst that could happen? Each time you answer, then ask it again until there's nothing else you can think of to fear. Then take a moment and ask the second question, could I deal with this? You can also examine your thoughts for any wackiness. Sometimes just realizing you could find a way to deal with your fears will take the steam right out of them.